A postcard. Neat handwriting fills the rectangle. Half my days I cannot bear not to touch you. The rest of the time I feel it doesn't matter if I ever see you again. It isn't the morality. It is how much you can bear. No date, no name attached. Sometimes, when she is able to spend the night with him, they are wakened by the three minarets of the city beginning their prayers before dawn. He walks with her through the indigo markets that lie between South Cairo and her home. The beautiful songs of faith enter the air like arrows, one minaret answering another, as if passing on a rumour of the two of them as they walk through the cold morning air, the smell of charcoal and hemp already making the air profound. Sinners in a holy city. He sweeps his arm across plates and glasses on a restaurant table so she might look up somewhere else in the city, hearing this cause of noise, when he is without her. He who has never felt alone in the miles of longitude between desert towns. He lies in his room, surrounded by the pale maps. He is without Catherine. His hunger wishes to burn down all social rules, all courtesy. Her life with others no longer interests him. He wants only her stalking beauty, her theatre of expressions. He wants the minute and secret reflection between them, the depth of field minimal, their foreignness intimate like two pages of a closed book. He has been disassembled by her. And if she has brought him to this, what has he brought her to? In the apartment there is light only from the river and the desert beyond it. It falls upon her neck, her feet, the vaccination scar he loves on her right arm. She sits on the bed, hugging nakedness. He slides his open palm along the sweat of her shoulder. This is my shoulder, he thinks, not her husband's. This is my shoulder. We will never love each other again. We can never see each other again. I know, he says. The night of her insistence on parting. She sits enclosed within herself, in the armor of her terrible conscience. He is unable to reach through it. Never again, whatever happens. Yes. I think you will go mad, do you understand? He says nothing, abandoning the attempt to pull her within him. An hour later they walk into a dry night. They can hear the gramophone songs in the distance from the Music for All cinema, its windows open for the heat. They will have to part before that closes up and the people she might know emerge from there. They are in the botanical garden near the Cathedral of All Saints. She sees one tear and leans forward and licks it, taking it into her mouth. He feels everything is missing from his body, feels he contains smoke. All that is alive is the knowledge of future desire and want. What he would say he cannot say to this woman whose openness is like a wound, whose youth is not mortal yet. There is no kiss, just one embrace. He untugs himself from her and walks away, and then turns. She is still there. He comes back within a few yards of her, one finger raised to make a point. I just want you to know, I don't miss you yet. His face awful to her, trying to smile. You will, she says.